The governor held a news briefing just before the state modified order kicked in. What will you be watching going forward?
Well, I think I'm going to be watching all the same things they are, right? The hospitalized patients ticked down a tiny bit this week. So that's like a good thing, right? And that was one of the metrics they were looking for, is to see hospitalizations going down. That's a good thing. They're also looking at trends, right? You know, how many cases? They're doing more testing. I think Dr. Cohen said today that they did 8,000 tests one day this week. And, you know, so you do more tests, you're going to find more people. The thing that they're looking at is this percentage of positives over the total number of tests, right? If you get 50 positives and you've done 200 tests, like, wow, that's, you know, 25% of your tests. But if you get 50 positives and you've done 2,000 tests, it's 2.5% of your tests. So the denominator is important. I keep saying that to people. Like, we really need to sort of look at what the context is so we can compare apples to apples. Finally, they're looking at how many folks are showing up at emergency departments with symptoms that are consistent with COVID. So, you know, again, I was saying to someone today, it's a sawtooth. Like, it goes up one day, down a little bit, next day, up, down, up, down. But the trend line overall has been decreasing. So I think that that's the other thing that they're going to be watching out for. And that's also reported by percentage. It's not a raw number, it's a percentage. So, you know, these percentages where you're looking at like the whole and then what's the part of the whole, these are important numbers to keep in mind.
Also, during today's briefing, there was a question about recovery and why the state isn't reporting the number of people who have recovered. Some counties are. Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen hinted that that might be coming. Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, here's the deal. They were told by the legislature that unless they meet several criteria, they wouldn't get the money that the legislature has appropriated for them. And one of those criteria is come up with a number for recovery. So they've got to come up with a number. The reality is, though, I'm not sure what that number is going to mean. Now, think about it. Like, so you get COVID, you get heart disease as a result of COVID. We're hearing all these stories about people whose heart muscles are damaged from the COVID, right? Or who end up with kidney disease as a result and now are on dialysis. So they no longer are in the hospital on a respirator, but are they recovered? How do you define recovery? Do you count all of those people that we haven't been able to count them because we don't know that they even had it? You know, like, so that's the problem with that recovery number. It is like the ultimate in squishy numbers. So I think that what they're going to do is, you know, I mean, I have no idea what they're going to do. I think they're consulting with the CDC about, like, you know, what should we include? But that's just like a really hard number to actually come up with. And I'm not really sure what it's going to mean when they do.
We will keep an eye out for that one and check back in, and definitely have to check in on this one. This week, the country celebrated National Nurses Day. This is your profession. Just want to know what you've been thinking about this week.
As you know, I went to journalism school and I got a public health policy degree. What you probably don't know is I wrote both my master's theses on why nurses leave nursing, right? So I have a lot of thoughts about this. Like, I'm really glad that people are recognizing nurses. It is way overdue. I think folks in general think that nurses are great. I think nurses are really showing their worth in these past few months. This is what nurses have always done. But, you know, there's a real difference, like hospital nursing, right, versus nursing in a nursing home, which is where we're seeing a lot of the deaths. You know, So part of it is like where your nurses are and how they're being valued, how they're being compensated, how they're being staffed, how they're being trained, you know, the resources they're given in order to care for their patients. I mean, part of the reason I wrote a master's thesis on nursing is because when I was going to graduate school in California was implementing the first in the nation nurse-patient staffing ratio law. And nurses had pressed for it really hard because they were overworked. And at the time, California had the second to worst nurse to population ratio in the country. And when that nurse patient staffing law finally got implemented, now California ranks kind of in the middle because all these nurses came to California because they knew they would walk into a situation and not be overloaded. You know, so I think it's great to recognize nurses, but actually do for them what they need done. Give them the resources to do their jobs right. So, you know, I'm really, really glad that we recognize nurses, but we need to recognize them every day, not just when we're in the middle of a crisis.
Time always zooms by when I'm talking with you, so we've got to wrap up. But before we do, what is North Carolina Health News working on for next week?
Let me see. I finally got that story about insurance that's getting started. We'll run that on Monday or Tuesday. We're still tracking meat processing plants. We are still looking at nursing homes. And I actually sat in on a really exciting, that was sarcastic, a webinar with the American Association of Actuaries. And I'm doing something about what's going to happen to insurance premiums in the coming year.